welcome back to Weird on the Rocks. This is a podcast that explores the weird, unusual, strange, and unexplained, all while getting our drink on. I'm your host, Katie. So today's episode is going to be a really fun one. After my two-part segment on Lacey Peterson and how serious and sad of a topic that was, I thought it would be a good idea to do something a little more lighthearted and less serious for this episode. So today I'm going to be talking about some of the weirdest celebrity conspiracy theories. I'm someone who has always been intrigued with celebrities, and I follow pop culture pretty closely. So if you're like me, you've maybe heard of some of these before, but if you're not a big celebrity follower, then you're in for a treat because some of these are wild, to say the least. I actually put a poll up on my Instagram asking if I should do an episode on this topic or on internet lore, such as like Slender Man and stories like that. And 72% of you voted for this topic. So here we are. I also want to say thank you to those of you who do participate in those polls because I love having your feedback and I enjoy doing episodes that I know you guys are going to be interested in before I even start on it. If you don't follow the show on Instagram yet, what are you doing with your life? But no, for real, that's definitely the platform that I'm most active on and I post pretty regularly and I like to interact with all of you. So you can find me at Weird on the Rocks Podcast on there, as well as on Facebook. I also have a website at weirdontherocks.weebly.com. Just Google Weird on the Rocks and it will pop up, along with photos of weird rocks. I also, on my website, have separate web pages for every episode, which also includes all the sources I use if you ever want to check that out. Today's episode is sponsored by Two Beauties Skincare and Makeup Artistry. Do you love beauty? Do you love supporting local business? Two Beauties Skin and Makeup, located in the heart of Old Town Eureka, is your one-stop destination for all things beauty on the North Coast. They offer clinical skincare services, chemical peels, waxing, and professional makeup application from licensed and experienced professionals only. Two Beauties also carries a large selection of high-end makeup and skincare products like Jan Marini, Glow Skin Beauty, Kula, and Oma Beauty, to name a few. I actually have been struggling with skin problems throughout my pregnancy and have been so lucky as to have both acne and dry skin at the same time. The ladies over at Two Beauties sent me their Jan Marini skincare system, which is a complete regimen starting with a cleanser and ending with a daily face protectant. And honestly, my skin is looking better than it has in months. I was feeling really insecure about how my skin was looking, and I felt really overwhelmed with all the choices out there. I am not educated in skincare, and I really didn't even know where to start. But the girls at Two Beauties know what they're doing and can help you out no matter what your skin or beauty needs are. Every brand and product Two Beauties carries and uses in their treatments is top quality and very mindfully chosen by the owner to make sure they are offering the very best of the best. Easily shop gift cards and all your beauty needs at www.twobeauties.org. That's two, T-W-O, beauties.org. Or find them on social media at Two Beauties Eureka. Love beauty, shop local. Two Beauties in Old Town Eureka since 2016. All right, well, before we get into it, I want to share this week's beverage of choice. Today is a really rainy and gloomy day here in Northern California. If you're not from California, no, it is not all beautiful and palm trees and sunshine in the whole state. Up here, it's pretty damn cold and rainy and gloomy a lot. So today I'm enjoying a Mexican hot chocolate. If you guys haven't ever had one of these, you need to. I use the Abuelita brand, which you can find in the Mexican food aisle at any grocery store. And it's basically a piece of solid chocolate that you melt into hot milk. It's like a regular hot chocolate, but it has cinnamon and other spices in it. And it's so good. It's like really thick and creamy. That's what she said. I also have whipped cream on top, which of course makes it even better. This would be really awesome with brandy or dark rum or something in it too. Oh, that sounds so good. Only 120 days till I can drink, but who's counting, right? All right, well, let's get into it. Cheers, and let's get weird. Unfortunately, we have seen far too many celebrities die too young, whether it be from illness, tragic accidents, or drugs and alcohol. But perhaps some of these stars actually died in a more sinister way, with help from the government. Bob Marley is known as the world's biggest reggae musician ever. He started his musical career in 1963 with Bob Marley and the Wailers, which was a huge success, with the group even winning Rolling Stone's Band of the Year in 1976. In 1977, Bob was diagnosed with malignant melanoma, and specifically the most deadly kind, acral lentiginous melanoma. Marley's doctor wanted to amputate his toe where the cancer had been found, but he declined due to religious beliefs and continued touring and performing. Over the next few years, the cancer spread, and when Marley finally decided to seek intensive medical treatment, it was too late. He died on May 11th, 1981, at the age of 36. So while this may seem like a sad but common way to die, many began to speculate that Marley didn't really have cancer and instead was actually killed by the CIA. In fact, there had been an assassination attempt on Marley in 1976. This occurred in Jamaica, where some believe that Marley was supporting the Democratic Socialist People's National Party, even though he publicly was silent when it came to politics. Seven armed men entered Marley's home, shooting him, his wife, and two others. Fortunately, there were no casualties, and the men were caught and executed for the crime. Marley continued to make his music, which some considered controversial, as he often sang of standing up to authority, such as in his famous song, I Shot the Sheriff. In 2016, 35 years after Marley's death, a website called Your News Wire published an article that supposedly included an interview with retired CIA agent Bill Oxley, who was on his deathbed and wanted to make a confession. In this article, which provided no video, but only unsubstantiated quotes from Oxley, he supposedly confessed to have carried out 17 assassinations under the U.S. government's orders, including killing Bob Marley. Oxley allegedly said that these assassinations were targeted towards political activists, journalists, and union leaders, as well as scientists, medical researchers, artists, and musicians whose ideas and influence represented a threat to the interests of the United States. Oxley also allegedly said that Bob Marley was also placing the goals of the CIA in jeopardy and threatening the existence of the United States, and that he was succeeding in creating a revolution that used music as a more powerful tool than bullets and bombs. As far as the agency was concerned, Bob Marley was too successful, too famous, and too influential. Oxley allegedly said that Bob Marley was a Jamaican Rasta man who started using his funds and fame to support causes around the world that were in direct conflict with the CIA. This article began to build traction with the public and other celebrities talking about this possible explanation to Marley's death at such a young age. Even rappers T.I. and Busta Rhymes have publicly stated that they believe this conspiracy theory to be true. However, there is absolutely no evidence of former agent Bill Oxley ever saying these words. In fact, Snopes.com, which is a fact-checking site, couldn't even find records of a Bill or William Oxley ever even being in the CIA. So while some may still think that Bob Marley was killed by the CIA to stop the spread of his message, there is no proof that any of this is real. Beloved model and actress Marilyn Monroe has had conspiracies surrounding her death since it occurred in 1962 at the age of 36. The day of her death, Marilyn had talked to her psychiatrist, whom she talked to almost daily, as she had suffered from mental illness and substance abuse issues for most of her adult life. After the session with her psychiatrist, he contacted Marilyn's housekeeper and told her to keep a close eye on Marilyn that night. Marilyn went to her bedroom around 8 p.m., where she spoke on the phone with a fellow actor named Peter Lawford, who also happened to be the brother-in-law of John F. Kennedy, with whom Marilyn was rumored to be having an affair with. Lawford recalls Marilyn sounding drugged, and she said some alarming things to him which caused concern. So he called the housekeeper, who went to check on her, but found the door locked with no response from inside the room. The housekeeper then proceeded to call Marilyn's psychiatrist, who came over. He accessed a window that looked into Marilyn's room and saw her face down on the bed. He broke the window and entered the room and found Marilyn to be unresponsive, so he called her personal physician, who came over and pronounced her dead. They then called the police. When the police arrived, they found several pill bottles on her bedside table, and a medical examiner later would rule her death as a suicide. However, one officer said they thought it was suspicious that there was no water glass or any other liquid found in her room that she could have swallowed multiple pills with, and that the glass from the broken window was found outside the house, not inside the bedroom. He supposedly said that right when he walked in the house, he felt like the entire scene was staged. The autopsy also did not find any traces of barbiturates in Marilyn's stomach, but only in her liver. The medical examiner said that this would be common for addicts whose bodies were used to high levels of substances and absorbed them faster. Well, many questioned this and said that she couldn't have been dead long enough for her stomach to completely absorb the large amount of pills that she had ingested. Many also thought it was odd that Marilyn, a woman who had many close friends and colleagues, wouldn't leave behind a suicide note. Almost immediately, rumors started spreading about what or who actually killed Marilyn. The first conspiracy was that members of the Kennedy family or administration had her killed. Marilyn was rumored to have an ongoing affair with John F. Kennedy, which has pretty much been confirmed at this point in time. And some also believe she had an affair with his younger brother, Bobby Kennedy. Some believe that Marilyn became too emotionally attached and couldn't accept it when JFK broke off the relationship. And he was scared that she would go public with the news of their affair, therefore ruining his presidency. Some also believe that Jackie Kennedy, JFK's wife, hired a hitman to kill Marilyn because she had found out about the affair. A close friend of Marilyn said that she kept a red diary that she was constantly writing in, which had information about her affairs, but that after her death, the diary was never recovered, making some believe that it was discarded to hide evidence. Lionel Grandison, who worked at the morgue in which Marilyn's body was taken to, also stated that her body was covered in bruises, which meant that she most likely was involved in some sort of struggle or physical altercation. There is also a theory that Marilyn was actually killed by the CIA or FBI. This is linked to the rumor that Marilyn was a communist sympathizer, which is someone who doesn't technically belong to the Communist Party, but holds communist beliefs. Combined with the belief that she was having affairs with high-ranking government officials, some believe the CIA or FBI wanted her dead so she could not spill government secrets. But that isn't the only conspiracy tying the government to Marilyn's death. Some even believe that JFK had top secret information regarding the Roswell spacecraft crash and Area 51, and that he had shared this information with Marilyn. Being that she suffered from mental illness and was known to be emotionally unstable, this theory suggests that the government had her killed so that she wouldn't expose classified UFO information. The theories of how exactly Marilyn was killed range from her being shot or stabbed and the coroner covering this evidence up, or someone inserting a deadly dose of barbiturates to Marilyn via an enema, therefore leaving no trace of the pills in her stomach. And while this is one of the most widely known celebrity conspiracy theories, there still is no proof that any of this actually happened. Marilyn was young, beautiful, and talented, and many couldn't accept the fact that she would kill herself in the height of her career, especially without leaving a note behind. However, we cannot forget the fact that Marilyn had struggled with mental health issues and substance abuse for years, and many claim that she was a deeply unhappy person. Her own mother was diagnosed with schizophrenia, spending most of Marilyn's childhood in a mental health hospital, resulting in Marilyn growing up in orphanages. Most likely, Marilyn's demons finally caught up with her, and between being depressed, anxious, and addicted to mood-enhancing drugs, she decided to end her life. But just as there are conspiracies surrounding the deaths of celebrities, there are also ones that suggest that some celebrities aren't who they claim to be. The most well-known of these theories is about one of the world's most famous rock stars of all time, Paul McCartney. This theory goes way back to 1966, when it is believed that after an argument at a recording studio, Paul McCartney sped off in his car on a rainy night, resulting in a fatal crash that left him decapitated. The British intelligence agency, MI5, believed that news of Paul's death would lead to mass hysteria, as he was one of the world's most popular stars at the time, and Beatlemania was in full swing. They believe that his death could cause civil unrest and even mass suicide amongst young girls, which were the Beatles' target audience. It's believed that in order to avoid public panic, MI5 ordered the Beatles to replace Paul with someone else. A Paul McCartney look-alike contest was held, and a Scottish man named William Shears Campbell, who went by Billy Shears, won the contest. Billy then underwent some minor cosmetic surgery to make his replacement even more believable. The remaining band members, Ringo Starr, George Harrison, and John Lennon, then trained Billy on how to act and sing just like Paul. Also around this time, the band began to play with and change their image, releasing Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which was a departure from their previous music, making it easier for Billy to carry out his new role. The rumor continued with a caller phoning in to a Detroit radio station and asking the DJ to play some Beatles music that supposedly contained hidden messages. A college student named Fred Labor was listening, who then decided to review the Beatles albums released after Paul's death and inspect them for any hidden messages or clues about Paul's death. It was believed that the remaining members of the band felt guilty about Paul's death and its cover-up, and they left clues about his death in their music. Fred Labor first looked at the album cover of Sgt. Pepper, which many believe signifies a funeral scene. It shows the four band members standing close together with all of them slightly facing towards Paul. Paul is also the only one holding a black instrument, while the others hold brass instruments. And above Paul is the image of famous British comedian Izzy Baum, who is holding an open hand above Paul's head, which signifies death in Eastern mysticism. Below the band members is dirt with flowers spelling out Beatles, which some believe is actually a grave. Inside the album is a photo of the band in which Paul is wearing a uniform with a patch on the arm reading OPD, which means officially pronounced dead, and is the British equivalent of DOA or dead on arrival. On the back of the album is a photo of them, with only Paul having his back turned. And where the album's lyrics are printed out, it appears that George Harrison is pointing towards the words 5 o'clock, which many speculate is the time of Paul's death. But there are also supposedly messages left in the music itself. At the very end of the title track, they sing the words, "Let me introduce you to the one and only Billy Shears," which is the name of the man who supposedly replaced Paul. And the song A Day in the Life has the lyrics, "He blew his mind out in a car," alluding to Paul's decapitation. In their next album, The Magical Mystery Tour, Paul is seen on the front as the only member in black, while the others wear white, and he has his arms stretched out in a crucifixion pose. There are also numerous supposed clues left inside the album art, including a photo of what looks like, including a photo of the band in which Paul is the only one barefoot, and his shoes can be seen with what looks like blood on them. The album art also includes a photo of the band all wearing white suits with red flowers on their lapels, while Paul is wearing a black flower. And again, there appear to be musical breadcrumbs left behind. When "I Am the Walrus" is played backwards, you can apparently hear "Paul is dead, ha ha." And in "Strawberry Fields Forever," when the audio is slowed down, you can hear John Lennon sing, I Buried Paul. In their next album, The White Album, inside the cover art shows a picture of Paul looking unlike himself with glasses and a mustache, which some believe is actually a photo of Billy Shears himself before the plastic surgery was done. In the song The Glass Onion, the lyrics read, "Here's another clue for you all. The walrus was Paul." Then, at the end of the song I'm So Tired, it sounds like John Lennon is saying nonsense gibberish, but when played backwards, it sounds like he's saying, "Paul is dead, man. Miss him, miss him, miss him." And when the song Revolution 9 is played backwards, you can very clearly hear, "Turn me on, dead man." And on the cover of the iconic album Abbey Road, it shows the band members walking across the street, and Paul is yet again the only one barefoot, supposedly representing a corpse. And if you look at the rest of their albums, there are supposed countless other clues left behind. The article that included all of these revelations was published in Fred Labor's college paper. Then news of it spread quickly, with the story even being picked up by major news outlets in both the US and the UK. The Beatles' management company was bombarded with letters and phone calls regarding the theory, but Paul himself refused to give the rumor any attention, making people believe it even more. And while some actually believe this theory to be true, some believe the whole thing is ridiculous, and some even believe that the Beatles' management company made the whole thing up to garner even more fame and sell more albums. So while none of these details can actually be confirmed, and Paul McCartney, or who we believe to be Paul, is still alive and well today, it is a fun theory to think about, and people have definitely put a lot of time and effort into proving that it's real. If you want to learn more about this particular conspiracy theory, watch the documentary Paul is Dead, which is available on Netflix. Along with conspiracies about celebrities dying in mysterious ways or being replaced, there are also some who believe that some of the most famous dead stars never really died at all. The two most well-known celebrities who some believe to be living their lives somewhere out of the spotlight are Tupac Shakur and Elvis Presley. It's been over 40 years since Elvis died of a heart attack at the age of 42. Elvis was one of the most famous stars in the world, coining him the name the King of Rock and Roll. So it's no surprise that with the news of his shocking death, Elvis fans immediately doubted its accuracy and believed he faked his own death to go live a more private and seclusive life somewhere else. In fact, over the past 43 years since his death, there have been numerous supposed sightings of the star. Apparently, soon after his death, a man bearing a striking resemblance to Elvis and using the name John Burroughs visited the Memphis airport, where he purchased a one-way ticket to Buenos Aires, Argentina. Then, in December of 1977, just a few months after his death, a man named Mike Joseph was visiting Elvis's home, Graceland, when he snapped a photo that shows a man sitting inside Elvis's pool house, an area that was off limits to tours. Mike Joseph and many others believe that this man is Elvis himself, and that he was hanging out around Graceland long after his death, but in areas that the public wouldn't see him. There are also rumors that Elvis was involved with the mafia. Gail Brewer Giorgio, author of the 1988 book Is Elvis Alive, was interviewed by Time magazine, in which she says that after scouring hundreds of FBI documents, she believes Elvis had to enter the witness protection program because he was discovered to be a mole planted by the FBI and was in fear for his life once he was exposed. Some believe that he was transferred to Argentina. If you look online, you can find dozens of alleged Elvis sightings over the years, and there is even an Elvis is Alive Facebook group dedicated to this conspiracy theory. Elvis Presley would be 85 years old now, so it is possible that he's still alive out there somewhere. Another celebrity that many believe to have faked their own death is rapper Tupac Shakur. Tupac, who was one of the most famous rappers in the 90s, was killed in a drive-by shooting in 1996 at the young age of 25. The details around Tupac's death and the death of rival rapper Christopher Wallace, known as the Notorious B.I.G. or Biggie Smalls, are still somewhat unclear, and nobody has ever been found guilty of their murders. Just like Elvis, Tupac was extremely popular and well-loved, and the public had a hard time dealing with his untimely death. In the 24 years since his death in 1996, people have claimed to have seen Tupac all over the world, from New Mexico to South Africa. Many believe that the drive-by shooting was fake and that Tupac knew people were trying to kill him. It's believed that he, along with his crew, obtained a dead body of someone who looked similar to Tupac and placed it in the car to make it seem as if he was shot and killed. There's even a theory that he escaped to New Mexico, where he got protection from the Navajo tribe, and he still resides there to this day. There have also been alleged Tupac sightings all over Cuba, and a quick Google search will show photos that supposedly show the rapper living there. One of the main reasons many believe this conspiracy theory is because Tupac continued to release music after his death. In fact, 7 of his 11 albums that have gone platinum were released post-mortem. Many believe that in order for someone to be releasing such large amounts of content means that they must still be actively making music. However, those close to Tupac and his record label insist that he was just an extremely hard worker and someone who was extremely creative and expressive and was constantly in the studio making music. This left behind hundreds of hours of unreleased music that was able to be produced after his death. Tupac has also been seen performing as recently as 2019 via a hologram. This technology allows old video footage of Tupac to be shown as a hologram on stage, where it appears as if he's actually performing. He was even a headliner at the Coachella Music Festival. And while this technology is absolutely real and credible, some take this as another sign that Tupac isn't really dead, and that this is real live footage of him performing. And just as there are many conspiracies surrounding celebrities who are no longer with us, there are plenty about those who are still living. And one of the most bizarre deals with one of the world's biggest pop stars, Lady Gaga. In 2008, just as Lady Gaga was bursting onto the music scene, rumors began swirling that she didn't just get lucky in show business, but that Lady Gaga herself had actually killed for her success. Around the time that Gaga, whose real name is Stephanie Germanotta, began making music, another girl named Lena Morgana was also beginning her pop career. The two young women were scouted by the same agent and even worked together once, with Lady Gaga singing backup vocals on one of Lena's songs. Then tragically, in 2007, Lena Morgana died after falling off of a 10-story building in New York at the age of 19. Her death was ruled a suicide, but those close to the singer said that this was absolutely not possible, and that Lena was happier than ever with her pop career on the rise. Soon after her death, Stephanie Germanotta revealed her new pop alter ego, Lady Gaga, and appeared to have taken some inspiration from her fellow artist, Lena. In fact, Lena's mother created a video for TMZ documenting the similarities between the two women, showing photos of Lena from 2005 to 2007 alongside photos of Lady Gaga from 2009 to present. There is no question that some of the poses and outfits that Lena can be seen in are eerily similar to poses and outfits later donned by Lady Gaga. Some believe that Lady Gaga actually killed Lena Morgana by pushing her off of the high-rise building in order to steal her image and create the Lady Gaga persona. Some even believe that Gaga left a clue about this in her paparazzi music video, in which she's thrown off of a balcony. The music video also includes a clip that shows the cover of a newspaper, which reads Lady No More Gaga, which some believe to be a nod to Lena, as More Gaga together is only one letter off from her last name, Morgana. And while Lena's own mother hasn't said that she believes Lady Gaga was necessarily involved in her daughter's death, she absolutely believes that she has stolen creatively from her deceased daughter. And this Lady Gaga conspiracy theory isn't the only one out there about the star. There's also a belief that she, along with dozens of other celebrities, are actually part of the Illuminati. According to Vox.com, the Illuminati is, quote, "In a historical sense, the term Illuminati refers to the Bavarian Illuminati, a secret society that operated for only a decade, from 1776 to 1785. This organization was founded by Adam Weishaupt, a German law professor who believed strongly in Enlightenment ideals and wanted to promote those ideals among the elites. Weishaupt wanted to educate Illuminati members in reason, philanthropy, and other secular values so that they could influence political decisions when they came to power. The Illuminati did plenty of unusual things. They used symbols like the owl, adopted pseudonyms to avoid identification, and had complicated hierarchies like novice, Minerval, and illuminated Minerval that divided the ranks. In the beginning, Illuminati members didn't trust anyone over the age of 30 because they were too set in their ways. Other reports of rituals are harder to confirm, but we know that members were very paranoid and used spy-like protocol to keep one another's identities secret. But while they were following these bizarre rituals, they also promoted a worldview that reflected Enlightenment ideals like rational thought and self-rule. Anti-clerical and anti-royal, the Illuminati were closer to revolutionists than world rulers, since they sought to infiltrate and upset powerful institutions like the monarchy. End quote. And it is believed that this secret society is still operating to this day, with celebrities and high-ranking political figures involved. Many believe that some of the most famous and successful celebrities like Lady Gaga, Beyoncé and Jay-Z, Miley Cyrus, Justin Bieber, Taylor Swift, and Madonna are actually part of this secret society. Many go as far as to believe that in order for these celebrities to have gained such success, means that they literally sold their souls to the devil in return for fame, fortune, and everlasting youth. Many point out that some of these stars have even been seen flashing the Illuminati symbol by making a triangle with their hands, that some have symbolic Illuminati tattoos, such as Justin Bieber having an owl, and have shown Illuminati themes and images in their music videos and live performances. With Jay-Z and Beyoncé, many point out the facts that both are hugely successful but are very private, not doing many interviews or public appearances. There was also a rumor with Beyoncé's first pregnancy that she wasn't ever really pregnant, and some believe they were able to obtain a genetically superior child via surrogacy from someone else higher up in the Illuminati. And perhaps not surprisingly, this isn't the only conspiracy theory about Beyoncé that's out there. In 2013, a rumor started circulating that involves Beyoncé and her younger sister, Solange. Solange, who is also a successful musical artist, is currently 34, and Beyoncé is 39. Or is she? This conspiracy theory suggests that Beyoncé is actually much older than she claims to be, and that Solange isn't her sister, but in fact, is her daughter. Some believe that Beyoncé had Solange at the age of 13. Meaning that she is really 47 years old. This theory suggests that Beyoncé got pregnant right when her girl group, then known as Girls' Time, was gaining traction, and that her religious parents decided that instead of terminating the pregnancy, Beyoncé would have the child and they would raise her as their own. Supposedly, a source has spoken out claiming that they are friends with one of Beyoncé and Solange's cousins, who verified this rumor. Now, there is no real proof or reasoning behind this conspiracy, and those who believe it can only really point to the fact that Beyoncé and Solange are extremely close and have a very strong relationship. And just as the Beyoncé conspiracy theorizes that she's lying about her age, there's another celebrity conspiracy that suggests that another star is lying about something even more serious. Famed singer and songwriter Stevie Wonder is known for his soulful songs like Isn't She Lovely and Superstition, and is also known for the fact that he can play the piano so amazingly while being completely blind. Or is he? While Stevie Wonder claims to have been blind since shortly after his birth, there are countless examples of times people have witnessed him displaying behavior of what appears to be a full-sighted individual. The first person to question Wonder's disability was fellow musician Boy George, who said in an interview that Stevie once walked up to him and pretended to strangle him as a joke, but that Boy George was confused as to how he could have known where he was standing and specifically where his neck was located. In 2010, Stevie was performing with Paul McCartney during a White House Christmas concert when McCartney ran past a microphone and knocked it over, and Stevie proceeded to catch it and put it back upright. In 2012, Bomani Jones, an ESPN personality, released several videos on YouTube explaining that he believes Stevie Wonder isn't really blind because a personal friend of his actually sold Stevie several plasma TVs from a store he worked at, and the fact that Stevie regularly attends professional basketball games and appears to be following the players up and down the court and claps and cheers at appropriate times. And there is also a photo that shows Stevie Wonder holding up a camera and looking through its lens to take a photo of Michael Jackson, who was standing several feet in front of him. Some believe that these are all examples of someone who isn't really blind, and believe that Stevie Wonder started the lie when he was first trying to become famous, to make him seem more unique, and to shock the public with how well a non-seeing person could play the piano. Okay, and the last conspiracy I'm going to talk about today has to do with someone who probably has one of the biggest followings in our society right now, and that is Khloe Kardashian. Khloe Kardashian is best known for being Kim Kardashian's sister and starring on the hit TV show Keeping Up with the Kardashians that's been airing since 2007. One point of conversation that has been included in the show since the very beginning is the fact that Khloe looks a lot different from her two sisters, Kim and Kourtney. While Kim and Kourtney are quite petite and stand at 5 foot and 5 foot 2 inches, Khloe is 5 foot 10 inches tall and has noticeably broader shoulders and a larger stature in general. I haven't watched the show since 2008, but I remember Khloe voicing that she often felt insecure about this and didn't like being the bigger sister. While some thought that this was just how genetics work and that siblings can often look very different from one another, many began to speculate that maybe there was a reason for this, that Khloe has a different dad. Khloe, Kim, Kourtney, and their brother Rob were all born to Kris and Robert Kardashian. Robert Kardashian was a very successful attorney and businessman who unfortunately died of cancer in 2003. Robert was best known for being close friends with Nicole Brown and O.J. Simpson, and even acted as O.J.'s defense attorney during his 1995 murder trial. His wife, Kris Jenner, was also very close to Nicole Brown, who was murdered, and the two families spent a lot of time together. Some have looked at Khloe's features and build and concluded that Robert Kardashian isn't actually her father, but that O.J. Simpson, a former football player, is. This rumor was only made stronger when Joni Migdal, a close family friend, supposedly stated that Robert knew that Khloe wasn't his, but that he loved her and didn't want a DNA test because he was her father no matter what. Ellen Kardashian, Robert's second wife after his divorce from Kris, also supposedly stated that shortly before his death, Robert told her that he wasn't Khloe's real dad. This statement infuriated Khloe, Kim, and Kourtney, who accused Ellen of spreading lies about their family. People began to look closely at the Kardashian family and who they spent time with during the 80s when Khloe was born, and many landed on O.J. Simpson as the father, claiming that Khloe looks very similar to him and shares many of his features. Then, in one of the most recent seasons of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Khloe even addressed this rumor and said she was ready to take a DNA paternity test to find out the truth. However, she changed her mind, saying that her dad was her dad no matter what, and ended up not taking the test. O.J. Simpson has always denied the rumor, and shortly after Khloe's daughter True was born, he was asked in an interview if he was proud of the new grandchild, to which he said, quote, "Well, for Bob," referring to Robert Kardashian, "God bless his soul. Yeah, I don't know for me. I don't think for me I have nothing to do with it. I would be proud, but trust me, I had nothing to do with it." End quote. All right, well, that's it for today's episode. It was really nice to take a break from doing more serious topics, and I actually had a lot of fun doing this one today. I think most of these conspiracies are completely bogus, although the Stevie Wonder one really has got me thinking. That one I could actually see being true. But I want to know what you guys think. Have you ever heard of any of these, and do you believe any of them? Obviously, this episode isn't meant to be taken seriously at all, but with all the craziness in the world right now, it's kind of nice to just sometimes take a break and think about something absolutely ridiculous for a little bit. All right, thank you to all of you for taking the time out of your busy day to support and listen to the show. And also thank you so much to the sponsor, Two Beauties Skincare and Makeup. And until next time, cheers and stay weird.
was a Titan Cast episode.